Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say hello to Hannah from Marlborough.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
I sure can. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
I love good phone. Hannah, are you on a landline? I love you.
I'm not on a landline. I'm actually on my mobile. So
wow.
I guess it's just good connection.
Sounds like you're calling from 1987.
It sounds like a rotary dial phone with a long cord.
Love that, don't we?
It's probably a green, olive green phone too.
Like you're calling from a phone you can still slam when you're angry.
Yes. With the one with the spin.
Yeah, exactly.
The numbers up, we're screwed.
All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Question number one, Jumanji 3 is coming December of 2026. The Rock and Kevin Hart star in the franchise now. But which comedian starred as Alan Parrish in the original Jumanji?
Oh, Robin Williams.
Meryl Streep was reduced to tears after doing a love scene with Martin Short in Only Murders in the Building because, quote, to still play romantic scenes at this age in this way, it's just the greatest thing ever. One of Streep's most iconic roles is the diabolical magazine editor, Miranda Priestly. Which movie is that from?
Devil's Wear Prada.
One more time.
Devil's Wear Prada.
Question number three. The first look at Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen in the upcoming biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere dropped online. Jeremy Allen White is the star of which high-strung restaurant-based TV show that has won 20 Emmys to date? Or over 20 Emmys.
The Bear.
Question number four. It was 95 years ago today in 1929. The stock market crashed, wiping out the fortunes of thousands of investors. The day came to be known as Black Tuesday, and it triggered which era in American history?
I'm not positive.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Question number five. Nearly 350,000 votes were cast in the People Magazine annual Sexiest Man Alive Reader's Choice poll. Harry Styles was voted as the sexiest musician, and Robert Pattinson beat out the Biebs for sexiest new dad.
The important stuff.
Duh. The lead single off of Harry's latest album, Harry's House, spent 15 weeks at the top of the charts in 2022. Name that song.
Late Night.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How many of those 350,000 voters do you think will also vote in the November elections?
I feel like a lot of people are going to vote this time around, Dan. I feel like young people are engaged.
I think we'll get a good amount. Yeah. I really do think so.
I think we're going to have the highest voter turnout in the history of our country.
I hope so.
Hannah got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right. Well done.
We had a ruling on question number 2 where Dan didn't give it to her because he's mean.
Well, that's called close but no cigar.
Question number 1, Kennedy. These are tough. Jumanji 3 is coming December of 2026. The Rock and Kevin Hart star in the franchise now. But which comedian starred as Alan Parrish in the original Jumanji?
Robin Williams.
Tied at 1. Meryl Streep was reduced to tears after doing a love scene with Martin Short in Only Murders in the Building. Because, quote, to still play romantic scenes at this age in this way is just the greatest thing ever.
They're adorable. Mm-hmm.
One of Street's most iconic roles is the diabolical magazine editor Miranda Priestly. Which movie is that from?
The Devil Wears Prada.
The Devil. There's only one Devil.
Yep, there's only one Devil.
Oh, okay.
I really thought there was a punchline after she described that scene coming, like the tears. you know, of being with him romantically. 2-1, question number 3. The first look at Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen in the biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere dropped online. Jeremy Allen White is the star of which high-strung restaurant-based TV show that has won over 20 Emmys to date?
The Bear.
Yes, Chef.
Best comedy on TV.
Yeah.
3-2. Question number 4. 95 years ago today, in 1929, the stock market crashed, Kennedy. It wiped out the fortune of thousands of investors, and the day came to be known as Black Tuesday. It actually triggered which era in American history?
The Great Depression.
Yes, the Great Depression.
And that's why your grandma kept her money under the mattress.
4-2. Question number 5. Nearly 350,000 votes were cast in People Magazine's annual Sexiest Man Alive Reader's Choice Poll. Harry Styles, Sexiest Musician. Robert Pattinson beat out The Biebs for Sexiest New Dad. The lead single off Harry's latest album, Harry's House, spent 15 weeks at the top of the charts in 2022. Name that song.
Watermelon Sugar?
Ha! It is a song we still play
as
every 20
was?
Minutes. Yes, on this station.
Ah.
As it was.
Oh, it was As It Was. Oh, okay.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Woo! That's where it's supposed to be. That's all right. I'm so happy I got to be on the show this morning, guys.
Well, we're happy you're with us.
Oh, thank you, Hannah. And you want a pair of tickets. You're going to go see Derek Hough dance for the holidays, November 6th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Tickets can be bought now at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Oh, no. What? No way. Thank you guys so much. That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I look forward to that.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Hannah from Marlboro, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Abby, who's in for Campy Kennedy.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
We also have her daughter and friend. They are heading to chorus. What are their names?
Maddie and Emily.
Maddie and Emily?
Yeah.
And what?
They're going to help me.
Okay, all right. What's your favorite song you're doing in chorus right now?
Probably the Veterans Day one, Welcome Home.
Oh, that just hit me. That's very kind to pick that song. Veterans Day is coming up, too. We're right around the corner, Kennedy.
It is indeed.
All right, will you kick Kennedy?
They have a Veterans Day concert.
Oh, do they really? That's awesome.
Yes, that's what they're learning it for, yeah.
All right, will you ladies kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Okay, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All up in my feels now. Little girl singing songs about veterans.
I know. It's a moment.
That one hit me. All right. Kennedy's gone. She's in that soundproof studio. We're going to get it together. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Okay. You get more right than Kennedy. Score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number 1. It was 31 years ago today in 1993. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas was released. Who is the lead character in Nightmare Before Christmas?
Jack Skellington.
Question number 2. 16 years ago today in 2008, Delta Airlines merged with Northwest Airlines to create the largest airline in the world. What is a late night or overnight flight often called?
A red eye.
Question number 3. Giselle is expecting a child with her jiu-jitsu instructor boyfriend. So time to play another round of real jiu-jitsu move or some crap that producer Dan made up. 2 of these are real, 1 is not. Which one is not real? Take a listen. The anaconda choke, the wise guy, or the can opener. Which one is not real?
The wise guy.
Question number 4. Doja Cat just might be working on a new album. She left a pretty obvious clue when she tweeted out one word, album. Name the song Doja Cat is featuring on when she delivers this line. Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
No. What is it?
Come on, chorus girls.
Come on, Maddie. Let's go, Emily.
Come on.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think we know it.
And question number five. According to a new survey, Gordon Ramsay is America's favorite celebrity chef. He's followed by Rachel Ray and Bobby Flay. The latest season of Gordon's show, Hell's Kitchen, is actually taking place at an iconic New England location. Can you name it?
Oh.
Yeah, they left Vegas.
Boston?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Maddie and Emily, where do you ladies go to school? Okay, no idea what they said, but
no,
they said it at
cute.
The same time, and it was adorable. Kennedy, welcome back.
Freeman Kennedy in Norfolk.
Oh, okay, Freeman Kennedy, very cool.
That's Carson's second favorite school.
Abby got one, two, I have three out of five correct, Candy. Kennedy.
Right, well done.
And these are tough, you ready?
Yep.
31 years ago today in 1993, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas was released. Who is the lead character in Nightmare Before Christmas?
Jack Skellington.
Tied at one.
What's this?
16 years ago today in 2008, Delta Airlines merged with Northwest to create the largest airline in the world. What is a late night or overnight flight often called?
A red eye.
Tied at two. Giselle is expecting a third child with her jujitsu instructor boyfriend.
Jujitsu.
What'd I say?
Jujitsu.
Oh, my apologies. So it's time to play another round of real jujitsu move. Or some crap that producer Dan made up.
Oh, no.
Two of these are real. One is not. Which one is not real? Anaconda choke, the wise guy, or the can opener? Which one is not real?
The first one.
The anaconda choke.
Yeah.
Absolutely real. The wise guy was made up in producer Dan's amazing
the
brain.
Can opener?
Is a real
is
move.
A real one.
You don't want to get put in the can opener.
I don't think that's a bad one.
That's how you get anaconda choke.
Yeah. 3-2, question number four. Doja Cat just might be working on a new album. She left a pretty obvious clue when she tweeted out one word. Album. Name the song Doja Cat is featuring on when she delivers this line. Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Well, I like you. I do.
Name the song.
So, I like you?
Yes. Post Malone. Post Malone with Doja on that one. 33, question number five. According to a new survey, Gordon Ramsay is America's favorite celebrity chef. He's followed by Rachel Ray and Bobby Flay. The latest season of Gordon's show, Hell's Kitchen, is taking place at an iconic New England location. Can you name it?
It's down in Foxwoods.
It is. It moved from Vegas to Foxwoods this year.
Oh, no. She beat us.
Oh.
It's okay. Life goes on.
Well, you still had fun.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
So Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Abby, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and Maddie and Emily listening this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, this is Abby, Emily, and Maddie from Norfolk, and we cannot be Kennedy.
And if you want to maybe email us the audio of the girls performing their song for Veterans Day, we'd love to play that on the show. Will you do that?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Will you do that?
Yeah.
It's just Kennedy@mix1041.com. Cool?
Okay.
All right.
Sure. Thank you.
We would love
thank
that.
You so much.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Sam from Canton.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, Candy.
Also, Chloe and Harper are in the car. They are 6 and 8 years old.
Oh, I'm already then.
Hi.
Will you all kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the room?
I sure can.
Bye, Kennedy. There goes Kennedy. She's going into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. There are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. Sam, are you ready?
We're ready.
Random fact time. The stem of a pumpkin is called a peduncle. Peduncle?
A peduncle.
A peduncle.
Peduncle.
A peduncle. What is a carved pumpkin with a candle inside of it to light it up traditionally called?
Jack-o'-lantern.
Smart kids.
David Fincher might do an English language Squid Game series for Netflix. Squid Game was created in which country?
South Korea.
Gabrielle Union, 52 today. Which movie that she starred in has this scene? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
I think that's Bring It On.
Andre 3000 released a new 26-minute song. This one actually has lyrics, but it's old-school scatting and it's backwards.
Of course it is.
Andre left the group Outkast to follow his passion project, playing which instrument?
I think it's a flute.
Question number five. Mr. Beast is number one on Forbes' list of the top content creators. He currently has the most subscribers on YouTube in the entire world. He owns several brands, including a popular line of chocolate. What is his chocolate brand called?
I'm going to just say Mr. Beast chocolate.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. Yeah, the girls aren't quite old enough. If you had a 13-year-old boy at home, he'd know exactly everything.
Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Sam and Chloe and Harper got 4 out of 5 correct.
Whew.
It was all a group right, effort.
Then. Whoa.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Random fact time. The stem of a pumpkin is called a peduncle.
No.
What is a carved pumpkin with a candle inside of it to light it up traditionally called?
A jack-o'-lantern?
That is correct.
Ding!
Peduncle.
A peduncle. Who
I
knew?
I love that word.
You're welcome. It's a fact of the day.
Thank you.
Tied to one, question number two. David Fincher might do an English language Squid Game series for Netflix. Squid Game was created in which country?
South Korea.
Tied to two. Gabrielle Union turns 52 today. Which movie that she starred in has this scene? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That is Bring It On.
Bring It On.
Yes. Chloe and Harper, that film was released way back in the 1900s.
Get out. Get out. Don't ever say that way again. Get out. Get out.
Question number four. Andre 3000 released a new 26-minute song, Kennedy. This one actually has lyrics, but it's old school scatting and it's backwards.
Okay.
Andre left the group Outkast to follow his passion project, playing which instrument?
Flute?
He is a flautist now.
He's 4-4. A whimsical man traveling around playing the flute in airports.
Question number five. Mr. Beast is number one on Forbes' list of the top content creators. He currently has the most subscribers on YouTube in the entire world. He also owns several brands, including a popular line of chocolate. What is his chocolate brand called?
It's called Beastie Bars.
He missed an opportunity there, didn't he? I would have accepted Skibidi Toilet, but no, it is called Feastables.
No one wants to eat Skibidi Toilet.
Feastables, Kennedy, is the correct answer.
Never heard of that, but now I know. Yep. Two things I learned today.
Oh, they're all over.
Yeah, they are everywhere.
Where's everywhere?
Every grocery store. Yeah, they're around. Just look. Right next to everything else. They are now.
Really?
Yes.
I'll take a look.
Yep. They are a very popular brand nowadays.
Alrighty, Dan.
4-4 is the final score with the tie. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Sam and Chloe and Harper. You do not get the cash this morning. But we do appreciate you playing.
We do.
Sam, I understand Dan convinced you to keep the girls out of school for a few more minutes so they can listen and play. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was a great excuse.
So are they now late?
They are late, but I don't know. We'll see.
You can't put a price on memories, Sam.
Sorry.
That is true.
All right, Sam. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Sam, Harper, and Chloe from Canton, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Chloe. Bye,
bye,
Harper.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.